rough and hard there, so let's jump right into it. And Howard was the first one
Spearfish South Dakota.
What's going on out there today there, Howard?
Yeah, roger that, Dave. W-E-4-R-V-K-5, Whiskey Fox in Spearfish South Dakota. Hopefully you can hear us. It's a snowy day with snow in the air. It's 30 degrees, 30 degrees. High today is 38. And started snowing yesterday, and should be snowing a few more hours. And got about 2 inches on the ground, very light snow, 2 inches on the ground, and 89% humidity, though pretty close to 100. 8 miles an hour from the northwest, the wind's 8 miles an hour, and so it's been snowing another couple of hours. Winter's still here, and wintry tomorrow, still a little snow and rain in the forecast tomorrow, so then it's going to get better on Wednesday. So we're just hanging out in the house here doing a little tinkering on the electronic bench here, doing a few electronic projects, and not much here. No outside work, too cold and wintry outside. So I hope you copy, Dave. Thanks for running the net. We'll say hi to all the guys out there. Here, Lee and Dennis and all the folks out there, so we'll say hello to them. Back to you, Dave. WE4RVK5.
Yeah, Ben is much better, at least it feels me South Dakota than it was last time. It's a snowy day, boy. Yeah, winter is not gone in South Dakota. Got 33 degrees of snow, just to get up to about 30 degrees in Toronto. So it's enough snow to beat temporarily. They've got about 2 inches of snow on the ground right now. Winds are out of the northwest today, and still looking for tomorrow. So it's going to rain tomorrow. So, by golly. So, Wednesday is supposed to clear up, and don't let you sit there, huh?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, we're looking forward to a better weather here. We're looking forward to Wednesday, and hopefully, general improvement in the weather.
Clear, 79, good, up to about 90 degrees.
Just yard work and trees and limbs that he's got to clean up there, over.
Well, all of his fence, he's got about, I think, 2 acres out there. He lives a little south of town. All of his fence got blown over. He's got a shed that's got a toy room where he keeps all his toys. It's got some roof damage and some house, got a few shingle damage, and a couple of windows blown out, and his neighbor's travel trailer was in his front yard upside down. Other than that, no major damage to the house, thank goodness, but he did have just a lot of debris and stuff all over his place.
Oh boy, well, I feel sorry for his neighbor there with an upside down house. That's never good. But yeah, at least the mobile home stopped out in the yard and knocked on top of the roof of his roof there, over.
Yeah, well, it was in his front yard, so. Yeah, I think it was a neighbor 2 houses down from him or something like that. They're on acreage out there, and so it blew quite a ways. It probably blew a quarter of a mile.
Oh, boy. Well, anyway, let's take a look at him maybe. Yeah, I'm not going to have lunch with Herb and Lois over here, so we'll see what shape. I'll be clear with that pop KXI on Oklahoma City. And let's stretch out to California and see what gets us to do there. WA6RRJ, good morning to you.
Good morning, David. Good morning to the group. WA4RV, WA6Romeo, Romeo Juliet. I'm here in the Disneyland in Southern California.
Oh my gosh, the weather's weird everywhere.
Temperature right now is about 62 degrees. It's going to get very warm today. It's only going to get up to about 65, and then in the morning it's going to get down to about 62.
Yeah, that's kind of low for us guys out here in Southern California.
Anyway, the humidity is 83%.
Back down to 52, yeah, looks good for you guys. And 83% on the humidity, 997. Humidity, no rain in the forecast. North of town, they did get a little bit over the weekend, but none for you. And this building's running, 9.9 right now. So I found out they're working on the antenna there, Dick. I think I told you earlier that my holes were all drilled. Well, I got a concrete board and everything's in. And now I just got to let the concrete set up for the start messing with my sleeve pipe. And then I've got to also trim my mounting pipe that fits in the sleeve. And that's all pretty easy stuff, just holds everything together. But that might take a little bit of time. I got to find my soldering iron.
slaughter and I only had the slaughter too.
That was good. I might have to take it over here to the wire man. Just yeah, he was for me, but I hope it doesn't come to that. But anyway, that's the progress on the antenna there, Jack Clover.
Okay, yeah, finally, Dave. Well, it sounds like you're getting along with it. So, probably stronger than the PLC-59. I used to do it, but if I ever have to do it again, I think I'm going to go for the print show. That's a lot easier.
Absolutely miserable. I think there's only just one guy
directed,
and the rest
is
all just
SDR.
Oh,
okay, real fine.
Anyway,
this has been more than the lead, Calvin and Howard, and by golly, I hope everything turns out real good for everybody down there in Earthquake Quantity. Yeah. Anyway, here come the gas prices. Last time we talked, it's about 5.86 for gas, and diesel was running 7.28.
Oh boy, yeah, 5.86 and 7.28. Yeah, I don't know how anybody can afford to drive out there yet. I see the news that the highways are just packed as usual.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's a price of gasoline. I mean, we canceled one of our trips because it's so expensive. And I hope it comes down pretty soon, but I don't think it's going to come down this year.
Yeah, when it does come down, it's going to go down much slower than it went up. That's just too hard for us. But anyway, sounds good there, Dick.
Okay, real fine. Well, you know, be careful putting that up because you can do it by yourself. It's not long and it's not heavy, but if it gets out of balance, you know what happens. I've had that problem. Okay, by golly, I want to say good morning, everybody. Thank you for picking up. Thanks for doing the net. And Virgin Gold, we will catch you Wednesday. So, 17, we'll catch you later. WE4RE, WA6 Romeo, Romeo, do that every day. Bye-bye, Dave.
Have a great day out there in Southern California.
I'll be clear with WA6RRJ.
And this is WB4RV. We've got Calvin next. Turn up the SDR here.
KC1 Mike over there in Rocky Base, Georgia.
What's going on over here? Make it a look here, Calvin.
WB4RV, this is KC1M. I hope you can hear me, Dave. The signal has gotten a little bit weaker. Howard sounds pretty good. Lee is not quite as strong as he normally is, but that's all I'm hearing direct. So hopefully you can get my report. It won't be very long. We're very similar to you. We had 61 this morning, 61. It's 71 right now. Partly cloudy. And we got rain coming. We got rain coming on Tuesday and Wednesday. We hope that we'll have about an inch of rain on those 2 days because March and April are normally our busiest time for rain, and we've been very, very dry here in northwestern Georgia. Nice to hear this diesel price. I'm going to warn you, though, because we don't have any sales tax on our diesel and gas in Georgia right now. And with the Green Lane discount, the Green Lane discount and the Circle K, you can get diesel for $4.32 a gallon.